Hey, what's up?
Hey, sorry. Sorry, I'm a little bit late. That's my bad.
Yeah, no
No problem,
problem.
no problem.
We were
You're
just
good, man.
actually talking about My Hero, so it's all right.
Okay. Fun,
Yeah.
fun. Yeah, I my dumbass went to record this 2 year eternity video, and then I looked at the time and I was like, I'm forgetting something. And then I checked my
Yeah.
phone just to be safe with that. So thank God I did check my
Yeah.
before doing anything. So.
Yeah. I'm just super happy that you actually
Yeah.
just even
Yeah.
res when you responded to my text, that was like a mind blow. I was like, holy shit. That
Nah,
yeah, that was insane, man.
my pleasure. It's an honor for me, honestly. Getting invited to stuff like this, for me, it's always like really, really cool.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's even more of a mind blower.
Yeah, none of us believed them,
No.
if you could
Yeah.
believe that.
Yeah. When Kane told us like you responded, we were like, nah. Nah.
There's no way. There's
No
no
way.
way.
Nah.
No, it's always a weird thing for me because time just goes by so quickly. So I don't I get that reaction a lot, right? Whenever I collab with anybody, who people are like, oh, they're smart. So I don't give a shit. Like, I just talk about anime and manga. Like, they talk about anime and manga. There's no like I don't see. I hate to sound corny with people, oh, I don't see color. Like, I don't see the number. Like, it's like if you're just putting in the work on, I don't give
Right.
a fuck. Like, it's like,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's fair.
That's
I hate to say
fair.
it, but I told you so. I
Yeah.
said that. That was one of the
Okay.
main things I said, was that this guy just likes talking about anime, so who knows? He might get
Yeah.
back to me, and here we are. So, I was gonna do like a full intro, but I feel like that's enough to just kind of leave it there.
Yeah, it
But I
feels
guess
more natural.
I'll say a little thing, what? Well, welcome to the Slightly Shorter Bus podcast. This is the Masked Man, a famous YouTuber with 171K subscribers, I believe, as of right now.
Yeah, as of 10 minutes ago.
So yeah, let's just get started. One of the first questions that, so I've been watching your videos for a while now, mainly when I started getting into Berserk. I started watching your videos and I picked you up. Couple other YouTubers. One of the main things I want to ask you is, what do you think about Jujutsu Kaisen? Because we have a big fan,
Yes.
Abram. He's a big
Abram loves
fan.
it.
He loves
Yeah,
Jujutsu
I
Kaisen. He's a big
love it.
fan.
I think it's really good.
And we have some people who are not
We got some
necessarily big
absolute
fans.
haters hating on
I'm
this
in the
guy.
middle. I'm in the middle. Kane, it's
I
the
don't like
Kane
it.
hates it. He doesn't
I don't
like
like
it.
it. Okay, so I'll say this about JJK. So it's one of those things where, especially in the anime community, it's very common to hear like generic shonen and all the whatnots. And at first, while reading JJK, I thought it was very interesting. And at the time, I hadn't read Bleach. Now, reading Bleach, I look back on it and I definitely see it wears its inspirations on its sleeve, which I
Right.
actually really enjoy. But once the Shibuya incident arc hits, I'm like, no, this is really, really good. And not to say that before all that it wasn't good, but it was missing that arc that captures you, say, okay, this is a generational anime and manga. And even though I myself, because I'm not an anime watcher of the series, although I've seen a little bit of it, I genuinely do think JJK is easily one of the better new manga to come out. Like already, I have it, Chainsaw Man, and Hell's Paradise. Like right there with Naruto, Bleach. Like I think JJK, if it continues to build upon what it's currently doing, it'll go down with Yu Yu Hakusho and Hunter x Hunter as one of the best shonen out there.
Interesting. Do you think it rivals against some of the bigger ones like Berserk or Vagabond or anything like that?
That's difficult because like every story does its own thing, and so it's subjective at the end of the day. But to put it in perspective, Naruto barely makes my top 50, and JJK is not in it. Like JJK is like barely outside of it.
Right.
And Berserk and Vagabond are my number one and two. And I know that sounds like a very big margin, but like there are so many manga out there, and I haven't read all of them, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like I have like 1,000 manga to list off anyways. I probably only have like over 100. But like
Right.
JJK, I still think it's like an A tier series. I don't have it up there in S yet. I don't know if it will reach that. It definitely can, especially in the shonen demographic, but I definitely wouldn't first of all, I wouldn't compare it, and if I did, I definitely don't have it up there with them.
Right. Maybe I need to give it a second shot, because when you said Naruto didn't even crack your top 50, I was like, whoa.
Well, Naruto, actually, where is Naruto? I need
that,
a,
yo,
I
that blew me away. I'm like, dude, there's some anime I need to read, because clearly there's 50 other anime I haven't read yet. You know,
I mean, Naruto's a great, yeah, Naruto's at 50. Actually, now it's out because I just read To You Eternity, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting turn.
All right, I guess I need to give JJK another shot. Maybe I'll finish reading it, because I did kind of fall off it for a bit.
The only comment I got is, you know, JJK is good game. That's all I'm going to say. you hate on it. You hate on me too much for it. All right. And here we are. Here we are.
I'm disappointed. Slightly.
All right.
Okay.
I got one. Basically, so I've been watching recently a couple of your Wreck-It or Ragnarok videos, and I really like it. I've never heard of it, but when you explain the concept of what it is, gods fighting, I thought it was really, really interesting. And I was kind of thinking to myself, I know there's only like 37 chapters out at the moment, but I was kind of thinking to myself, like, specifically for you, you've done videos on almost every one, I think. Mm-hmm. And is there a fight that actually hasn't occurred yet that you would like to see, or just a theoretical one that hasn't occurred yet?
Man, I have to look at the list of contestants again to look at the matchups, but I will say the two characters I want to see the most, and that's Leonidas and Anubis. I want to see Leonidas and Anubis reinterpreted in their way so bad, because I especially Anubis, like, I've always loved the concept of Anubis, and so I'm looking forward to that. Now, as for who Anubis fights, I don't care. Like, it's like, just make it good. I think the current fight's amazing, even though it's like, I think it's a lot better than the previous fight, Shiva versus Raiden, which I still think was like, I think they're all good fights. But I definitely think Shiva versus Raiden is one of the worst ones in comparison to this current one, Buddha versus whatever that 9-in-1 god is.
Yeah.
I think it's a good fight. But Leonidas and Anubis is what. Now, if it's Leonidas versus Anubis, then I might have to drop a video, although it would get taken down by YouTube, because I don't think they would allow the amount of sexual stuff that would come from that video on my behalf. It would just be fun.
I don't know if you mind, but I want to go back to when you said to Your Eternity. You said that kicked off Naruto. Now To Your Eternity is on 50, right?
Right. Yeah.
Correct. Quick Google search. There's only 5 episodes out for To Your Eternity.
Right.
And you kicked it off of
Naruto. There's 140 something in the manga.
Okay. There we go. That's what I wanted to get at.
Trust me. No. And honestly, it's tricky because, like I said, when it comes to that, it's all subjective, right? Because Naruto's a battle shonen, and To Your Eternity is pain. Like, it's just sadness. So it's like, what do you really look for in a story, and what sticks out to you? And I mean, like, Naruto's a series that I think deserves a lot more credit than what it gets. And what it did right, you know, characters like Itachi, Obito, Kakashi, Sasuke, Gaara, Mike Guy, Minato, Madara. Like, there's so many really well-done characters in Naruto. And the fights, I think out of the big three, Naruto's the best in fights, without a doubt. So, like, Naruto's an amazing series, don't get me wrong. But no, yeah, To Eternity. Trust me, I wouldn't do that based off of 5 episodes. Like, I'm the guy who's always, like, slow down. Like, let's not jump the gun, you know.
That's one of the things I had a problem with. So when JJK was sort of just coming out, and there was only about 16 episodes in, and I hadn't read the manga yet, Abram said that it was better than Naruto, and everybody has their opinion. And it was one of those things where it's like, it's hard for me to believe that when Naruto has this extensive career of 15 years or more of anime and characters through full development. And it just seems crazy for someone to put an anime over Naruto when it only has 14 episodes. It seems like it has not been developed yet. So I guess when I saw the 5 episodes, I didn't know about the manga. You know what I'm saying? Saw the 5 episodes, got a little nervous.
Nah, you good.
Yeah, my thought is, do you think there's some what's like an underrated, what's a show maybe that like went wrong? Like in the beginning, like JJK has really good potential. I'm guessing that's why Abram liked it. Is there any other anime that like started off strong or just kind of fell off?
Hmm. A lot of people use Naruto as an example for that. And even though I feel like in the end it did go downhill, people gotta like remember the war arc wasn't only Kaguya. Mm-hmm. So right. I think people blow that out of proportion a lot. Yeah. Like the final fight is Naruto versus Sasuke. That's yes. right. It's like an amazing fight. Like, that
shit's dope. Yeah, it was really good.
So good.
Right. And then all the other stuff that happened in the war arc, yeah, with the exception, I think, of the Kaguya stuff. I think a series that, in my eyes, went downhill in the ending, therefore it went down in terms of how I looked at it, probably a series like Magi in the manga. Magi didn't end on the best of notes for me. Fire Punch. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I remember watching your video on it. Yeah.
Oh, man. Fire Punch. The first 40 chapters will have you thinking that Chainsaw Man pales in comparison. And then you read the rest of it, and you're like, thank God the author didn't botch it this hard with Chainsaw Man. Right. Like, it's so... The second half of Fire Punch is so pointless and stupid. It just hurts so bad to watch all these characters you like just get thrown in the... All right, but...
I totally agree with you, but I think I want to ask one question about Chainsaw Man. And, like, I just finished reading it about, like, 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Just finished reading, or for what it's up till right now, part one. I know they're making part two right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Denji, back to high school, he got his powers back. It was a little confusing. I had to read it twice.
Yeah.
Because it is like a total, it sort of reminds me of like AOT, where there's a lot of like kind of twists, but at the same time, like the twists are like, you have to read carefully.
Right. It's in between the lines. It jumps around a lot, and you could get lost very easy, especially in those final chapters. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. And so I want to know what you think about Makima's character, because I think her character is a good – I think you made a video on it. I haven't watched it yet.
Right.
So that's why I'm asking.
The Makima's trash?
Yeah. Okay, so I saw the title and I was like, what's going on?
So let me explain that video. So I think Makima's a phenomenal antagonist. I think she's great. Right. I think she's an A-tier antagonist. But she has so many simps, it's disgusting. So that video wasn't Makima's trash as a character. It's Makima is not that hot. Like, Makima is not all that. If you think Makima is all that, go outside. Like, just talk to a normal woman. Please. And I have bias towards it because I this is so weird because I wonder if she watches my stuff, but I dated someone who was very reminiscing of her as a character. So there's a lot of personal hatred. I see red whenever I see Makima. There was this image, bro, on Twitter of this dude. He was like bent over like with a dog collar and chain on him, and he edited like Makima holding it. And I quote tweeted it. Now the dude deleted his tweet, but I quote tweeted it, and I said I have every bone in my body is telling me to find where you live and jump you with a few. Right. I was just so disappointed. I was like, this many simps in a series that's literally about why you shouldn't be a simp. How right. only the anime community, only bro.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that was quite the doozy.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I definitely think Power is a better waifu.
Here's the thing, Power.
It's hard
Power
for me to say that though, because well, it's weird for you to say that though, because she definitely has that like little sister kind of vibe to her, and Makima even says that.
Some people are into that. No,
I'm kidding. I don't know. There might be a problem.
You
with
like,
that. I don't know.
You like what you like. I can't stop you. More power.
Right. Hey, it is just
if Sweet Home Alabama starts playing, it's gonna start playing. It's all.
I mean, it's Japan. Like that's what I'm saying. Is like for me, Himeno. Himeno's best girl. Eye patch girl.
Ooh.
Best girl. For me.
Okay.
Eye
yeah.
Girl.
Yeah. 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 You're right.
Girl.
You're right.
I love
well,
that.
I would say you're right, but she kicked the bucket a little bit. So. I don't know if
we
I
don't gotta talk about it.
I don't know if I want to date like a dead girl. You know,
assuming
guys
she's alive. Okay, let's be honest.
With the
like,
twist, who knows?
Oh my goodness,
dude. Nah, Aki's death. Now that we're talking about deaths, I can't. That one threw me so much for a loop because I knew Makima was weird. I was like, reading it. First chapter, she's in and she's like, "I want you to be my dog," or however she phrases it. I was just like, what is going on with this girl? I did not trust her for 2 seconds. And so now that Aki doesn't see this whole time, but then we learn, like, her power is that they can't see it, like, mentally. And that was, like, right. the craziest thing. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I can't even get over how good Chainsaw Man was. It hit my top 10 pretty quickly, and my top 10 is not that great because I'm still reading, still watching a lot of stuff. But for now, it just blew me out of the it blew me out of the waters, basically. It was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of, like, top 10 anime, what are your top 10?
My top 10 anime? So, I haven't seen that many anime, and I don't have a list, but let me think. Okay.
We can include manga.
Manga. When we say
combination.
Right, yeah, okay. When we say anime, we kind of mean just the story.
Okay, what do you like? Okay. Just what's your top 10 thing?
I don't know where Code Geass would rank in my manga list. Ooh. I don't think it goes as high as top 10 anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe not. It's around there, though. When I saw it at first, I definitely felt like, yeah.
Right.
But here's my top 10 series. These are all mostly manga, though. Although there's a manhwa in here.
Fair enough. Ooh, a manhwa, really? Oh, is it Bastard?
Nah, it's Sweet Home.
Sweet Home. It's the same. It's basically the same thing, except just, like, different plot. I mean, the animation or the artwork in that is incredible.
No, yeah, the story itself is nuts. So at number 10, I have 20th Century Boys. Okay. Number 9, I have Dorohedoro.
Okay.
Number 8, I have Real. Number 7, I have Pluto.
Okay.
Number 6, I have Sweet Home.
Okay.
Number 5, I have Climber. And number 4, I have Monster.
Ooh.
And number 3, I have Vagabond. And number 2, I have Punpun. And number 1 is Berserk.
Dude!
Kane's gonna love you for the Berserk.
I love him for the top 3 is amazing. The top 3 is amazing. Yeah.
The first manga I read was Goodnight Punpun, man. And in school, you know, you read books, and they're sad, like The Grapes of Wrath. It's sad, it's depressing. But I don't really, there's like, emotionally, I'm like, whatever, it's just a book. But dude, Goodnight Punpun, oh my
god. It's different.
2 weeks, like the next 2 weeks after I finished that, man, I was like, man, why live?
It was heartbreaking.
Oh my god. I've never felt like that before. And it was one of those things where, like, I wish I could read it again for the first time, you know?
Right.
It was so good.
It'll throw you through a loop. For me, I recorded my Punpun video almost right after I had read it. So for the first 3, 4, 5 minutes of that video, however long it was, and I feel bad looking back on it because I'm like, okay, we get it. But at the time, I was just like, please don't read this if you're not, like, ready for it mentally.
Like, you're going through that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Oh,
please. Yeah. Like,
right.
I was just so flabbergasted by everything that had happened in the series, so.
Because I remember the title of the video was something like "The Manga That Broke Me" or something like that.
Yeah.
And I remember it was like one of the first videos I watched because it was right after I read Berserk. I went Goodnight Punpun and then Vagabond, and I just went in a spiral of manga reading. And I saw your video, clicked on it, and I remember that was the first things you said, and I got nervous because it was right before I read it, and I was like, should I read this? But then I was like, I read Berserk, I can read anything. Come on. And then I was like, shit.
Ah.
This sucks.
Right.
You're right.
Well, speaking of your videos, I mean, this is something I've kind of wondered. Like, you see a lot of content creators definitely post a lot of videos and stuff, and you post almost daily. And I always thought, like, that, like, have you ever worked on a project or a video that you enjoyed making and editing, but just didn't get as, like, as great as a reception as you hoped it would with your community?
Oh, no, yeah, for sure. Yeah, all the time. Yeah, that happens. That's part of the thing with it. So there are there are some videos, once you do YouTube long enough, you get a sixth sense. This for sure is going to do well. So, like, my One Piece video I did, like, recently, like, six days ago, mm-hmm. I knew that was going to do well because I've been building up the One Piece, me versus the One Piece fan base for, like, a year now. Like, it's been building up for a minute.
It did pretty good.
Yeah, it did. And then there was the Reed's Berserk Once. I knew it was going to do good because meme videos, like, do
right,
well.
Of course.
And then there are other videos that I've done before that I thought were going to do a lot better than they ended up doing. And I just got to take it to the chin and be fine. You know, because they do well over time. That's what I got to remember. Sometimes there are videos that do well at the moment and other videos that just I have to wait for them to do well over time. So I guess really quick, if I were to look at a specific video that would actually be the perfect representation of that, there was a video I did that was 4 manga you need to read in 2021.
Yeah, I actually have that open.
Yeah, that video is it's a little bit old. It's like 4 or 5 months old now. Which is kind of poopy. and it's only at... No, that's 6 months ago, 5 months ago. 5 months... Jeez, it's been 5 months since I talked about Hell's Paradise. Jeez. 4 months ago. It's at like 45K. I was expecting this to be like a million view video just because I thought it was a good title. I thought, like, I was like, oh, this is going to be one of my bigger videos. This is a way for me to, like, push Akumetsu, Pluto... But what it did fine, you know. But that was a video I think I was naive in how hopeful I was for it. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, I remember seeing that video pop up on my feed. And to be honest with you, I didn't click on it. And I don't mean to diss you or anything. And I think that's one of the things where it's like, it's kind of just like random at some points. Because sometimes when you say that sixth sense, you're right. You're totally right. Like, I clicked on that Reed's Berserk Once video, and I've watched it a couple times now. Like, sometimes that same mindset happens for the viewer, and like, I'll just be scrolling, exactly. And this video might be amazing, but for some reason, I just don't click on it, and I don't know why. But then there's another video, I have no idea what it's about, but for some reason, that's more interesting.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes,
yeah.
I guess sometimes vaguer titles reel in more people because they want to know what's about.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So
it seemed too specific almost.
Right, exactly. And that's not my style. That's like more of a Scamboli review thing where he's very specific with his title, which is what I was going for in that video. But obviously I personally work a lot better when I'm being vague, you know, when it's like, oh, because at the end of the day, I don't see myself as like this big brain, massive genius at analyzing. Like, I'm not Spired, I'm not Alexander. I'm just like the plug of the anime community. That's all I am. Like, I recommend manga, anime. You read it. You think what you want. I don't care. Like, it's like, I'm not the author of the series. I just like the series. Like, yeah, I'm just a fan of the series talking about it. So, I was just going to say, but it is like that where some videos, like, I know, like, I'm hoping that it'll do well, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, I probably won't, and I'm fine with it.
Right. Yeah. Because, I mean, like, be honest, most of your videos, you know, if we got anything like this, we would fucking blow our shit. It's like, you know, 300,000 views is quite a bit. Relative. I mean, that's a lot, you know. And coincidentally, this is actually a perfect example when I literally just search up your name. It's the manga that broke me. Pretty vague, right? But it says Pun Pun on the thumbnail, 300K. And then right below it, it's Berserk Vagabond Pun Pun. That's the title, and it's 57K. And I clicked on the first one before the second one. It's because, like, I read that, and I was like, huh, what is the manga that broke you, right? And I see it. I see the thumbnail. I know what it's about. Was that me? Oh, my bad. Right, sorry about that. I see it. I see the manga. I know what it's about. Fix it. Wait, does it sound fine?
No.
Wait, really?
It sounds like you're gargling
like
rocks.
You throw it in like a rock tumbler, bro.
Oh, shit. I don't...
Gargling rocks.
Dude, he's got a full thing of rubble in there
right
now.
I'm going to take that phrase now every time I'm going with like some of my other YouTube homies and their mics start acting up like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to rocks. Fix it. I don't even hear it. What the hell?
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
You sound fine now. You sound fine.
Yeah, you're good now.
Okay. I got nervous. Right, Guts, Aaron, Thorfinn, Musashi, and Pun Pun. These five. Can you give me like a top five of these guys? Because like I have a feeling Guts is gonna be your one.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling Thorfinn is gonna be your five. But like, what's in the middle? Like Aaron, Musashi, Pun Pun. Because I feel like Pun Pun is more like a 4, and Musashi's a 3, and Aaron's a 2. But I feel like Musashi and Aaron can flip pretty easily.
But, okay. Like, in what way? You know, because like Punk-On obviously isn't, like, an action hero or anything like that, you know?
I mean, just more of as a character in general. Like, if you took Guts's character and like didn't put him in... Right, well, I mean, like, yeah, that's part of it, but if you took Guts and you didn't add the giant sword and an explosion left hand...
PTSD,
and,
you know?
Right. And you put him in just Right, you put him, you put him in just a normal anime, his character is still going to flourish because, you know... his character is just so dimensional. It's so, up and down. You know what I mean? There's so many things that happen to him, and there's so many progressions that like make his character what it is after 300 something chapters. And so that in that way, sort of.
Mm-hmm. So you just want to know how I'd rank those characters?
Yeah.
Okay. So at number 5 is Eren.
Okay.
I think Eren's a solid character, obviously. I'd have him up there, and I think great protagonists. And again, when you talk about characters that are this good, it's really like your preferences and like slight margins. So like there's no objectivity when it comes to me saying, oh, Guts above Eren. Like there's no that doesn't mean I'm right, you know, or somebody else is wrong for having Eren above. Like it doesn't matter. But I'd have Eren at 5. I have Punpun at 4, but Punpun's a tricky one because he feels more like a personification at times than he does a character because of how abstract his presentation is. However, he definitely still is a character that goes through development, so I'd have him at 4. And number 3, I do have Thorfinn. And number 2, I have Musashi, and 1 is Guts. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. With Eren's character, I feel like he's more I don't want to say more dynamic than Thorfinn. But the kind of AOT Vinland Saga, kind of, it's not really like a clash, but since they're both made by Wit Studio, came out similar times, a lot of people compare them. Mm-hmm. And I think Eren's character is so much more interesting. The problem that I have with it is that it's in the AOT setting. I feel like his character, kind of, the things that describe his character could be used so much better in a setting like Vagabond, like kind of sort of ancient, I don't even know, like Japan, where they're doing swords and shit, or Guts fighting apostles, you know? I feel like that's why Eren and Guts have so many similarities. Right, he fits better in different contexts. So I feel like Eren's character kind of is a step above the anime itself, and that's why I have him above Thorfinn, because Thorfinn fits. Eren really doesn't, you know what I mean?
I guess I could see that. I guess I could understand that, yeah. I think the biggest clash between Thorfinn and Eren is just the paths that they take as characters. I can't really get into it, though, spoilers, but for those who know, you know, like that Eren and Thorfinn quite literally go on opposite paths ideology-wise and growth-wise as characters. So, yeah.
I mean, like, I'm all for spoilers, honestly, like.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
Depending on who watches this, might be a little upset.
Who listens to this, you know?
Dude, I'm just interested in what he has to say, you know? All right, whatever. We'll leave it. Yeah. Okay. One of my personal final questions, the guys may have other ones, is, have you read Beastars or watched it? However.
No, I it's been one of those series that have been recommended to me so much. And it's one of those stories that I have in the back of my mind, like, okay. I will get to it. But then it's like, then someone recommends me this manga. I check it. I'm like, ooh, a burger. Like, I just like, it's so, like, it just catches my attention. I'm like a fat dude. Like, I'm just like,
double deep fried. Right. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so I haven't gone around to Beastars, although I've heard very good things about it. The only thing I have seen of it, the anime, is like this little bunny.
Oh my god, dude! People need to leave it alone.
Yeah.
It's so good. I watched it, so it may seem worse. I feel like reading it is better because it's not as like the animals just seem more animalistic in the anime, and it seems more like you're a furry in the anime. You know what I mean? But it really is like good, and I watched it, and then I got into my cycle of Punpun, Vagabond, Berserk. And I still think Beastars is a great anime. And that like those three mangas changed my perceptive on other animes, but it didn't do the same thing for Beastars. So that's why I always have the back of my mind. Like, Beastars is still like a great anime. I think if people just put aside that you're not a furry if you watch this, they would realize that it's actually a good anime. And in like 12 episodes, you know, they're able to put a lot of shit in there that's like, this is interesting shit, and I'm waiting for season two. I That'd might as well just title. Read it at this point.
That'd be such a good title, the manga that made me a furry. I'm using that title for Beastars. It'll get clicks. Like, it does. It didn't. Listen, it won't make me a furry. I'm not a furry, but that title would smack. That title would
smack. Right.
Yeah.
The intro's got to be like, all right, listen, I'm not a furry, but you know, this is a good
anime. Hear me out.
Hear me out.
Hear me out.
This is Bunny Man.
Have you seen Lola Bunny? Oh my god.
Hey, if there's one reason to go, you know, go to the dark side, you know, Lola Bunny.
Dude, like, it's not even that crazy, man. Like, you don't even see anything. It's just like there, and then it's gone. It's not even that bad.
It's That's what Lola weird. Said, and here we are.
Jesus. All right, that was like one of my last questions. I had hoped you had read it, but that's fine.
I mean,
don't say it like that.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool.
Well, dude, honestly, like, to us, or at least to me, like, you are like, you said it yourself, you're not a genius. I would say you're a genius in anime. Like,
at least compared to us.
To us.
Oh, yeah, we haven't read nearly as much.
At least me and John are like on the same plane of existence right now. So
it's less of like how much he's read, but it's the words he uses in his videos that just it's like elevated taste. Mm-hmm. It's like when Elon Musk buys something that we're just like, why would you even get that?
It's like when he does Dogecoin.
It's like, why would you get flamethrowers?
Well, he made those flamethrowers.
Like, yeah, right, but
he made those, though. That's a little different.
Part of that is because he's just so rich.
I mean, he's the Iron Man.
He's such an interesting person, too.
Yeah.
Such an interesting guy.
You know, I feel like your anime taste and how you say things and how you present them through, like, different perspectives and... It's just like it's so elevated compared to just a casual watcher. So don't worry, you definitely have some anime great skills. Yeah, you do a great job on your YouTube channel.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Speaking of like a YouTuber or whatever, you posted a day, you know, 10 shonen protagonists that, you know, should be replaced with like side characters or whatever. And you kept talking about how Naruto wasn't on the list. So if you were to pick someone, you know, from Naruto to replace Naruto, besides Rock Lee, because, you know, you may have...
Yeah, Rock Lee.
You'd keep picking Rock Lee.
I was going to say
Who would
Rock
you
Lee.
Pick other than Rock Lee?
I think a character that would work probably either as good as Rock Lee or better would be Gaara.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, my gosh, yes.
I think you're right. Yeah.
He had great character development, like, throughout the whole show,
exactly.
So it could work.
So it would literally... Imagine Naruto, but scrap that and make Naruto and Sasuke, like, a side dynamic more so in the series. And don't make them that important. Don't make them that. And make the main dynamic like Gaara versus Rock Lee.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, I think the main dynamic would be good with even with oh my god, brain fart. Sorry. With Gaara him and Sasuke? What's the guy? What's the tail beast inside him? I can't figure out the name right now.
Shikaku.
I think since Shiraku's there, like from the start, I think that'd be also be a good inner like conflict. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, Gaara having his own story is amazing because I think Gaara's great. You know, I don't think necessarily, I think Naruto's perfect for Naruto. If not, it would no longer be Naruto. But if I could take something from Naruto and make it, it would definitely be Gaara.
Yeah,
the creators of Naruto. Maybe make this happen. I don't know.
Maybe make this happen. Just a spinoff.
You know,
of Gaara.
I'm not a writer, you know, but dude, I got ideas, you know.
I think Gaara would be cool, but I would choose Kakashi, and not because of Kakashi's character, it's because of the people around him. It's because of his dad. Like, I just want to know more about the guy. Like, so Naruto's the main character, we get to see about his mom and his dad. Mostly his dad. And how, you know, he fought the tail beast and beat him up, you know, beat up Obito. Dope scene. Slapped him up. I just want to see what happened with Kakashi's dad, because if Kakashi was a main character, I bet you we'd see more of him. And I feel like Kakashi is the most interesting character in Naruto. It's a bold statement. Bold statement, for sure.
Hot take.
Dude, I mean, so much happens to this guy, and he's not even a main character. Like, Oh, no, he is a main character. He is, for sure. But he's not...
He's not front and center, you know?
You're right. He's not front and center. Like, Naruto and Sasuke, front and center. Like, the whole show. Even when Sasuke's, like, off doing his own shit. Like, he's still part of the anime somehow. Yeah. And then Kakashi is just... He's side and center. I don't even know if that makes sense.
There's like a hierarchy in Naruto characters in terms of how relevant and important they are to the cast in terms of like watch time, right. And Kakashi's near the top.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. He's sort of like a side and center. Like, we know about him and we know what happens to him.
He just deserves
but
more.
I feel like, yeah, he deserves more, and I feel like his dad deserves more. That's one of the most craziest things. Is like some of these rumors going around, like, oh, his dad, what's his name? Tsukumo?
I just remember Tsukumo? He killed
Tsukumo. Tsukumo, right. Like, he was, some rumors going around saying that, like, in like the handbook of Naruto, that it says that he rivaled, like, the three legendary Sani. And I'm just like, holy shit, dude. Like, is this guy really that, in like, crazy? But, like, why did he kill himself? There's just so many questions that are probably just never going to get answered. And that's why Kakashi's the most interesting character, but not because of Kakashi. So it sounds like an oxymoron, but that's how it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess there's random opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Question. Dude, I really
quick
always...
Flies. Quick flies. A water break, maybe? I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, I think we need a halftime. No, I'm kidding.
Halftime. Let's keep going. I have too many
questions, man. Okay. The manga monster, right? You said it was in your top 10, respectable. Or wait, did you? Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Heard a ton about it. It's. I think you made a video about it, and it's your most popular video. It has a million views.
Right.
Can you give me, I have not read it yet, can you give me a, like, not really a summary of what it's about, but maybe, like, compare it to another anime or something like that that'll kind of get me to read it, because it's been on my bucket list for a while, and for some reason I never start turning pages.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's a little difficult to compare to anything else. My first comparison, because of at the time, how little I've seen of it, was Death Note. It's a very psychology, intelligence heavy series, but I think Monster goes a little less on like the whole strategy side and more above and beyond with its actual characters. So okay. Monster is like a psychological thriller. It's kind of like I don't know if there, what movies could I point to that? Silence of the Lambs, American Psycho, okay. No Country for Old Men, like movies okay. where there's like all these other characters in this setting that connect somehow. And obviously there's a psychopath in right. the middle of all of them, like the serial killing psychopath. And Johan, who's the antagonist of the story, is okay. like that. No one runs a story like him. So essentially the way the story begins is there's this doctor, Dr. Tenma, who believes a lot in human life. And the story starts off with him basically losing his job. Or if I'm remembering the details correctly, because it's been a while since I've read it now. But essentially, Tenma gets into some shit because he went to save the life of a little boy who got to the hospital first instead of saving somebody who's of quote-unquote more importance in society, right? And even though, like, things end up well, he gets into a big trouble for it, you know, saying, like, oh, you know, all, like, life, human life matters, right? Like, everyone's equal and every, like, life has meaning, right? So the little boy that he saves... is the little boy, that little boy ends up growing up and becomes Johan. So now he feels responsible for essentially saving this monster, no pun intended. And so then it becomes this entire like goose chase of finding Johan and bringing a stop to him without breaking his moral code of life having meaning, while Johan is like the perfect embodiment of nihilism. And it's just such a brain fuck of a series when you read it. It's nonstop thrilling and you're just there like holy hell. There's an anime that you can watch that's a good adaptation, or you could read the manga.
I'm definitely gonna read the manga. I mean, I've heard so much about it. There's no way I can't just read the manga. You know what I mean?
I watch it.
Yeah, you'll watch it because you're a fucking loser.
Okay.
Wow, all right. So it doesn't have any, so it doesn't have anything to do with actual monsters, because that's what I thought it was about.
So Johan, there's a story within a story, within Monster, which is what I start off like, even though it has a million views, half of the video was this nice little manga movie that I found on YouTube that I linked, of course, and it was like you could reuse it for a video and all that, community common or some shit like that. And essentially, it's a story of this monster that wants a name, and it's kind of a metaphor symbolizing Johan's inner self. Okay. So no, it's not like actual monsters like Berserk, or it's like a symbolic monster. Like Johan's a human being, but he's a monster. You know?
Right, I get it. Okay.
So it's like, what? When does someone stop being human, essentially, and without giving up their humanity?
Does that kind of that
it reminds
kind
me
of
like One Piece, or not One Piece, of One Punch Man.
One Punch Man.
Oh, yeah. Garo.
Yeah.
Okay. When you said One Piece, I almost punched my monitor. I mean,
I didn't mean to say it.
Does that kind of ability to be a human but a monster at the same time? Do you think that kind of mixes with Guts's character? Because, like, one of the main things that I noticed while reading Berserk was that, you know, he's a total crazy. I mean, he's insane. You know, he's a tank. Not only, like, in a brute kind of way. He's an absolute Chad.
And mentally. But, like, mentally, he's just insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So, you know, if Broly switched, you know.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Mm-hmm. But, like, just kind of not just like the ability to kill monsters and shit like that, but kind of just like the things he says, or like his ideals, and kind of the way Kentaro Miura presents his state of mind through his artwork, right? Like in chapter 36, I believe, or 136, I believe, when he's talking to Godo, like Rickert's grandfather type guy. And, you know, he comes back from being out for 2 years, and he's fighting all these demons and shit. Comes back, and, his sword just, like, represents him as a person, and it's battered and bruised. And, like, Godo kind of exposes him for his ideals. And he looks at his hand, or no, he puts his hand on his face, and he looks down, and he's sweating, and, like, when Godo says, "You're just being angry for no reason," Femto or Griffith doesn't even exist yet. It's just a total, his artwork in that one frame just shows everything. Like, no words don't even need to be said. You can just see Guts' whole character just realize how insane he's been in the last 2 years, how crazy he's been, how much of a monster he's become. And it's
exactly.
just,
yeah.
it's so crazy, man. The artwork is just amazing.
So with Guts's character regarding that, it's kind of important to he's human,
right.
His humanity and preserving his humanity is important. However, Berserk is what I call an amazing exaggeration of the world, right? Essentially, correct. What does the world look like at its most darkest and extreme? And I think this might seem as like a messed up, but I think people on the inside, we all have, if not the world wouldn't be the way it is now, but I think we're all born with like an undeniable evil within us, a darkness, right? That right. I think is, depending on how you're raised, right? Or the things that happen in your life, that darkness can show and manifest through different forms. Some people it's depression, other people it's anger. And then obviously we have other people who then, you know, obviously not talking about things like mental conditions that you're born with, right? But it's this thing where, yeah, Guts looks like a monster, but if we as people, human beings, could lift 600 pounds and do what Guts does, the things that we would do at our worst would be nuts, you know?
Exactly.
So Guts is like essentially a human at its peak physically. And correct. So his inner struggle is shown throughout, you know.
Right.
So that I definitely think that the monster within is something that all people have to face, you know.
Right.
Just Berserk makes something that's metaphorical literal in its story. which is really, really dope.
So where does the
John, can I say one thing though? Just one quick thing. With it feels like with Guts's like just gigantic mass of a man, kind of shows like he has all the tools to do bad, but then doesn't. Because what you said is like he is so human. He's more human than everyone else. In the scene where, or not the scene, but, yeah, whatever, the scene where he almost, you know, unfortunately rapes Casca.
Right.
And he fights back against the dog demon within. It just shows that he's not a saint. He's not this perfect person, but he fights and tries to do what's right.
Exactly.
And,
yeah. Exactly.
And that's what portrays his character perfectly. And also, do you know Nux Taku, YouTuber?
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff I'm getting is from the video where he made where no one understands Guts, where he did the anime protagonist. And when you were saying some of the things, his video popped up. So I'm not sure if you've seen that or not, but if you haven't, you should check it out.
That was actually one of the videos I saw when I first got into Berserk. So we've collabed a few times on my channel. We have a collab coming up. So
great. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool to kind of talk to him with that kind of background and all that.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he makes amazing videos.
For sure. But someone had a question about, I believe, the Berserk armor.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking like metaphorically, where does the Berserk armor fit in? Cuz what it does is it basically makes you it brings out the physically that your best performance, but in a way, do you think after Guts experience the Berserk armor, do you think that kind of made him a better person or a worse person?
So here's what I'll say my thoughts are on the Berserk armor and what it kind of represents, right? So of course it's lore, but I think it's interesting that the armor takes away all feelings of pain, right?
Right.
Your inhibitors, essentially, as a person. Some of the things that stop us is pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
The idea of consequences. Like if you slam into something and hurt your arm really bad, you're going to avoid slamming into that thing again, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, I think with Guts, what the Berserker armor does is not only does it inhibit his real physical pain, but it also then amplifies his own inner darkness. As I think, you know, that inhibitor is taken off, both mentally and physically. So it's one of those things where I think Guts, he's developing better and better as a character, obviously, as time moves on from the Eclipse, and he's developing now these relationships with new people post-Band of the Hawk. However, the Berserk armor, I definitely see it as something that makes it harder. That's the whole purpose of the Berserk armor. It's like, oh, it was already hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's just make it harder. However, he has to use the Berserk armor, because if he doesn't, then him and the people he wants to protect will die. But it does make him more of a danger to them himself. So it's like, it's I think the Berserk armor was really like just a master move on Miura's part to you know, implement that into the story. So I definitely I think Guts post like conviction is just becoming a better and a better and a better person.
Yeah.
Even though I think Black Swordsman, I wouldn't even say Guts was a bad person. He just was, he was angry. Like, anything Guts did in the Black Swordsman arc, he was lost. And rightfully so. With the context of what happened, anybody would be, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It was either roll over and die or fight back, you know? Mm-hmm. Because it's not like he can hide off peacefully. He has a brand on his neck that's going to, so it's either, okay, I'm going to bring the fight to them instead of them bring it to me, you know?
Yeah.
Where I think Guts now is kind of moving to the point where he's like, okay, how can I bring the fight to them without hurting the people around me? And I think that's the crossroads Guts' character is currently at.
You know, I didn't even think about the consequence of the Berserk armor, and that's something that so I'm walking around my room a little bit right now, and I put my hands on my face. I was like, yo, I didn't even think of that. When you said, like, when you made the analogy of, like, bumping your arm into the wall, I was like, yo, holy shit. Because that, you're right, it, like, basically, it allows you to just not have any fear or a consequence of anything that you're doing, physically, of course. Right. Well, I guess, and mentally, because, you know, a couple times when he first uses it, he almost attacks his group.
Exactly.
And luckily, Shirake was there. But, like, I feel like with the Berserk armor, it's less of is he becoming a bad guy or a good guy. I feel like he's becoming less of a person, and that's what the Skull Knight says. You know, you lose taste, you'll lose color. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll right. start to lose emotions, and that's what makes me nervous about Guts' character in the future. Is like, you know, how can he progress while still using the Berserker armor? Because there's no way he's going to be able to fight the Apostles without it, if he does. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, also, right. My kind of thought is that, well, since you said the Berserk armor, do you think it really, like, makes his inner darkness more? Or it just kind of opens the floodgates of what he has inside of him already?
That's a better way to put it, yeah. It opens the fog gates. However, mm-hmm. I use the word amplify because since he is suppressing it, when yes. it does let out, it does yes. seem amplified okay. by comparison. But right. I don't think it makes it even stronger. Well, I think the reality of it is remember what it says in Berserk is like, the more it bloodlusts, like the more blood it gets, the more it thirsts. So yes. like the more right. you feed it, the more it hungers. And I think mm-hmm. that's real of any dark desire we have in life, right?
Yeah.
Like the right. more... Sadly, like the more, for instance, porn you consume, the more your mind becomes geared. Okay, I need this. I need this. I need this. It's so whenever addiction. He's letting, yeah, yes. whenever he's letting out his inner beast of darkness, it's slowly amplifying more and more yeah. and more.
Right, right. Know,
with all that,
do you? What do you think is gonna happen with Kentaro Miura? You know, playing Idol Masters yeah. or whatever. You know, I mean, not making any new chapters. You know, because we were hoping for a new one this month, and then. Sad news.
He's on that grind, man.
He's on that grind. What do you think is going to happen at the end of Berserk? Because I've seen a couple videos. There was a really good one where he really went in depth of like what he thinks is going to happen.
Is it Alex Enterprises?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, that video is amazing. I was listening to that in English class while writing my essay because I thought I could use some different.
Was that where you used the Johnny Sins quote?
That's the other one. That's the other essay.
What?
that's but like, crazy. what do you think is gonna happen? You know, in the next 50 chapters, if it comes out.
I think we'll definitely see a confrontation between Guts and Griffith again. And as to where that goes, I don't know because there are a lot of things currently that are up for play. For instance, the revelation of this new God Hand or previous God Hand. The Berserker right. armor getting an upgrade, the Moonlight Child being on the island, like the amount right. of stuff that can happen is insane. And you know, I think the next chapter is going to be really, really telling, like really, 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 really telling. So mm-hmm. I would like to give more of a concrete thing, and I could have before this most recent chapter. But now I honestly have to say, I don't know the next 50 chapters. But I definitely do think we're going to see more of Guts and Griffith clashing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there even needs to be an ending? Because in my mind, I feel like right now we're at, it seems like a perfect stopping point for not this specific chapter, more chapters to come. But I mean, like where they're at in the Phantasia arc, they're on the Elf Island. Griffith is doing his thing in Falconia. It feels like there's not a reason for a war yet because it seems like Griffith, for now, as we know, isn't doing anything like bad, which is hard for me to say because he's like the worst character ever. But, you know, it seems like there's not a conflict at this point. So I feel like, is there even a need more for chapters? I feel like they're just going to chill on the Elf Islands for years to come. I mean, Casca's memories are back, the group's together. I mean, it feels like the plot is there's no plot holes. You know what I mean? There's nothing to fill.
Yeah, but I think there still isn't closure. That's the issue. There isn't closure because I think Griffith won't be satisfied with what he currently has. We have to remember the one chapter with the idea of evil and Guts. Like he still has that brand, you know. And the fact that the Moonlight Child is on that island, there has to be a disaster that follows soon, you know. Because then if Casca sees the Moonlight Child, she's gonna feel its presence. Then if she goes with the Moonlight Child, then that means now Casca would be in Falconia. And I don't think Guts would be cool with that at all. Especially if he learns with Skull Knight being there, he's going to be like, there's going to be something up, you know?
Right, right.
So again, like all the different directions Berserk could take, it's just insane. So yeah, that's like that's a big question. That's honestly right. Like a huge question.
I do have a concern since obviously, you know, Miura is reaching them at a lot slower pace. It's really concerned where he wants to go.
Right.
I wonder if like the newer chapters, like since he has more time, he can put more effort and thought into them. Or maybe he just doesn't feel like it as much. They might be a little uninspired. Like I don't really know.
Right.
That's my concern. I don't know where it's gonna be.
Right. So I don't know Miura personally. I don't, nor am I gonna act like I do. However, from what I know from like interviews and from what other people who like mangakas that know him, Miura is very detail oriented, oriented, and it's not like with Inoue where he's gone off to work on something else completely. Like Duranki is there for his assistants to get good enough to draw Berserk.
Yeah. Right.
Think about that. He literally made another story just so he could be like, "Hey, y'all ain't touching Berserk until I know y'all are good enough." That's insane to think about, you know.
True.
So
he's right though, you know.
So it's I think it's definitely more of a detail oriented thing of him wanting to take his time. Mm-hmm. He did pump things out as often as people wanted him to, then it probably would lack inspiration, you know. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's the great thing, and it's because how do I put it? There's a lot of series that we hear about, especially within the shonen demographic, that suffer a lot from deadlines. And I think Miura is like, you know, correct, especially with the quality of Berserk's artwork, he's definitely not going to push himself unnecessarily.
Right. Yeah. That's one of the things where I come back to, like, obviously we need an ending and some finishers, you know what I mean? But I guess sort of my opinion is like, if it never comes to happen where there's a full complete ending, there's not a lot of me that really minds a whole bunch. Because I feel like, you know, there's a lot of inferences we can make on what would happen with the Moonlight Child and, you know, all these other things. But I feel like there's no reason for them to happen at all. Because it seems, like I said before, it seems like they're at a perfect stopping point. Like, and there's always inference like, oh, Griffith's not enough, or the Moonlight Child's going to mess with Casca, or whatever. But there's also a chance where it could just simmer down, because at this point there's so many different ways it can go, and there's no deadlines. But Kentaro Miura is also getting older, and he's not with a giant MAPPA company, you know, helping him do all this stuff. You know, he's doing it, you know, with a team, and he's the one doing the artwork. He's the one doing the details. He's the one doing everything. And so as time progresses and when time progresses and he gets older and eventually things happen and it never finishes, you know, I'm not going to be mad. You know what I'm saying? Just going to be all right with it. I think Berserk has done enough.
Dang, the rocks are gargling.
Oh, for real? Dude, dang it. I really have no idea. I don't even know what to do about that. I can't even hear him.
Yeah, it got like exponentially worse as you said that. I don't hear anything.
You're really choking up down there, aren't
you? Man, bro.
Pause. Dude, these are good headphones too. Hold on. These are nice headphones.
Apparently not.
Dude, they are. They're like sound canceling Bose. Like, come on.
Dude, I literally went to Target and bought like a $20 aux adapter for my headphones.
It's needed. Like the last time we did this, it was a little buggy.
My Bluetooth ones, we got the car cleaned out and they got stolen. So yay.
Oh, bro, why would you leave with the car?
Whatever mechanic there, good for you, man. Those things were worth like $20. They've been through the dryer and washer like 5 times.
Well, you've had them forever. Why don't you just get it? You should get AirPods. And I know they're expensive, but like they're good quality, man.
Has anyone had the problem? Like with the Apple AirPods, those things don't fit in your ear, right?
Is that just me? You just got big ears, man.
Yeah, you got massive ears. Dude, they're so durable. I dropped them.
I mean, they're durable. My ear's just like, nah.
No.
I don't know.
All right. I don't know about y'all. I don't know about... Wait.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I haven't asked you, the masked man. What should I call you?
Like name, like, mask.
Yeah, what...
Man.
Mast is cool. Like it's
all right. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Mast. I should have asked that in the beginning. I don't know why I didn't.
Eminem.
I mean, obviously. I mean, when we're asking questions, obviously directed to you, so we didn't really need to, you know. But we're
good. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, just in case. All
right. Yeah, right. All right. I don't know about you or what kind of time you have, but we're probably gonna wrap it up a bit. Yeah. It's been a while.
I do have one last question.
Okay.
And obviously we're a smaller channel, and we're more just we're just here to talk to people about anime. That's really it. And is there anyone else we think that we could reach out to next?
I mean, honestly, I think Augie, Broken Ronin, like, honestly, most anime manga YouTubers, you hit them up and you're like, hey, would you mind being on this podcast to interview you? The majority of them would be down for it, regardless of your size of podcast, you know? Okay. Just hit them up, set up a time, be professional, and they'll be down, for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
For sure. I think, honestly, the best way to hit them up, even though let me make this clear, I hate, really, really hate Twitter. It's like the easiest way.
So it's a good thing, you know, we texted you on Reddit.
Oh, you know, I was like, maybe I should message him about the, like, we have no one. Are you sure you want to do this? I look at your Twitter, I'm like, last post 2019. I'm like, let's let Kate handle this one.
That was so weird. Again, like when I said in the beginning, I never thought you were going to get back to me, but I didn't even know how to contact you. So I just went to your YouTube and went to your about and it said Reddit. And I was like, I know Reddit a little bit more than Twitter. I'm not really on either of them. So I was just like, let's give it a shot. And
for business purposes, for sure, if you if you're able to get in contact with someone's Twitter or something like that, that's always a good method to do so.
Okay.
So,
okay. Definitely, you know, good heads up. Also, how do you think we've been? You know what I mean?
We'll cut this part out.
We'll cut this ending out.
We know what we got to work on.
This is only like the second episode.
Right. Okay, so I guess a good thing is obviously, of course, as you, and I'm not calling anyone out here, but of course, obviously, as you continue, you definitely want to get good mics. It's an investment that's needed. I think another thing that's important is having those communications and those links, putting yourself out there, right? It's difficult, and it's something that you have to get used to, and the fact that this is your second episode is actually pretty impressive. Because I thought you guys had been doing this for a while now. But
I told you you had to say something.
They wanted me to tell you how we weren't, you know, we haven't been doing this for a while and we don't have, like, ain't shit yet. But I guess, you know, selfishly, I didn't want to do that because I didn't want you to kind of lead off a little bit. So I kept it to myself.
But no, hey, I mean, still, like, if y'all wouldn't have told me, I wouldn't have guessed it. So it's one of those things where, you know, y'all are doing fine, but ask, you know, thoughts on anime, manga, maybe some personal life questions as well. If they're comfortable with them, ask them that before, you know, like, hey, these are the type of questions we're going to ask. Are you cool with it? You know, other than that, it's fine. You know, like for a podcast, y'all did just fine.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
God. It's like, I don't know about you guys. I'm sweaty as hell right now.
I have my shirt off. I'm usually walking around the house shirtless anyways. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. Thank you for joining. For the opportunity. Thanks for the feedback, man.
Thanks for responding.
Anytime, honor's mine. Thank you for having me. Y'all have a great night. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, you too.
Take care.
Peace.
Keep making the videos.
Yeah, appreciate it. Peace.